Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The government shutdown is over. President Trump signed the bill today. But politicians are sketchy. They sneak things into bills, bills that we want passed, but we don't know everything that's in the bills. And one of the things that was in this bill to shut down the government was a provision that that totally changes the drinks that have THC in them, drinks that have the active ingredient of marijuana in them, and they have become very popular. And as I said, somebody can go into a bar, an alcoholic who can't drink, or somebody who just doesn't want to get drunk. They could have one of these beverages and not be drinking alcohol, but get a nice buzz. Joe Garrity is the chief executive of Crescent Canna. And they are the ones who produce this product. It's a drink with THC in it. It's been on sale in the New Orleans area. And Joe joins us on WWL. Good afternoon, Joe.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, look, this is basically like giving people the shaft, you know, when this kind of stuff comes into bills that we want passed. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's devastating. And, you know, credit to Mitch McConnell, I guess, for being a shrewd operator. He knows that this was never going to fly if it was a standalone issue. It's way too popular among the general population.
But they hate that. And I don't know why. I don't know why, but there's this Republican thing against marijuana. It's almost like people think, like some of these Republican politicians think that conservatives and Republicans don't drink this stuff and don't smoke pot or don't eat edibles. There are a hell of a lot of Republicans who are into marijuana. And this defies their rights.
No, it's right. I'm flying up on Wednesday to D.C. to meet with a Republican congressman who's pro-hemp. And it's not as partisan of an issue as it maybe appeared to be during this shutdown. This category enjoys widespread approval across all political spectrums, across all demographics. It is a lifesaver for a lot of distribution companies who are seeing declining alcohol sales. It provides a very low number, well in excess of 100,000 jobs in this category. That it's estimated to be between $30 and $50 billion a year industry, and you're looking at tens of thousands of small businesses shuttered in 12 months if things don't change. And we are going to change those things. This fight is just beginning, and we don't intend to lose it.
Well, I want you to let me know what I can do. Because if there's anything I can do, I'm going to be happy to help you with this because I believe in this. And I say that as somebody who has never had your product. I used to smoke pot a long time ago, very open about that. I don't now. I go, Portland is my second home. I go to Portland a lot where it's legally sold, and I don't buy it or get stoned when I go to Portland. It's not my thing right now. But I believe marijuana should be legal, and I certainly believe in your product. And if somebody wants to buy a drink with THC in it, I don't think that's any different from having a drink that has alcohol in it.
I mean, it's different in the sense that it's far less toxic.
Agreed.
There are not anywhere near the same level of incidents that are caused by cannabis as alcohol.
No, that's
and I mean,
right.
Look, I like alcohol. I'll drink some tequila later today. I'm not at all anti-alcohol. The reality is, like, there are a lot of people who want these products, and all of a sudden the government is telling them, no, you can't have them. And people are not going to be happy about it. And there's going to be a lot we can do to help. Right now, we're just sort of watching the dust settle. We're going to see where people stand on the political side, if there's a quick fix to this. And, you know, at some point, we're going to have to mobilize and get the people behind it. That's how you fight these things.
Right. So Joe, what happens immediately?
Nothing changes. It is business as usual for us.
Okay.
We are going to not do any large, like, festival sponsorships, multi-year deals, but our production remains the same. Our staff remains the same. We're still in expansion mode. And we're confident that we're going to find a legislative fix to this.
And the people who can go in bars and buy Crescent Canna, they can go into bars and still find it?
Yeah, 12 months at least.
Okay.
And like I said, we're not going to lose this fight.
Okay.
It's, you know, an issue with the whole industry right now is that we're in the same category as Delta 8 gummies sold in gas stations that look like nerds. We're in the same category as THCA flower, which is just marijuana being sold openly online. And we've done a bad job of differentiating the beverage category from them, and we need to do a much better job going forward and seek specific exceptions for products that people want available.
Yeah, you know, it's a slightly different buzz, but, you know, when I was drinking sort of heavily at one point, well, at several points in my life, I'm not an alcoholic, but when I was drinking more heavily at several points in my life, I got a different buzz off of Jägermeister than I did off of vodka. And you get a different buzz off of different alcohols in the same way that this would give you a different buzz. But I just love to point out the hypocrisy of people who drink alcohol and yet want to ban marijuana products as if that this is, it's some evil weed. It's not.
Yeah, I mean, people have been using cannabis in this country for as long as it's been around. And, you know, George Washington had grew hemp. And, you know, I don't think it's necessarily that there's a huge chunk of people who think alcohol should be legal, marijuana shouldn't. I think there are politicians who are being pushed in the direction of prohibition instead of regulation because the liquor industry is struggling, the beer industry is struggling, and they are looking for a reason why. That's not people are trying to be healthier and people are trying to cut out alcohol. So they're really what everybody wants is federal regulation that allows for age gating to ensure that this doesn't wind up in the hands of children.
Sure.
It ensures that distributors who are touching this stuff are following the law and paying taxes, and that retailers who are selling it to consumers make sure that they are following all applicable rules and paying all applicable taxes. And once that happens, I mean, you're going to see big alcohol get on board. We already have widespread support in the alcohol distribution market. I mean, some of the biggest distributors in the country, Breakthrough, RNDC, Southern Glazer,
yeah.
And on are already carrying these products, and they don't want this category to go away in the face of declining alcohol sales.
All right, Joe, are you allowed to have a bank account? Because I know that I don't think marijuana dispensaries in cities and places where marijuana is legal, I don't think they can have bank accounts.
Well, so we're still federally legal,
and
hemp would remain federally legal. Even after this, banking should not be an issue. It's never been an issue for us. And I think there's a lot of progress being made in the actual marijuana industry to ensure banking services are provided to those companies as well.
Yeah. Well, Joe, if there's anything that I can do on this show to help you, I'm not promoting the use of anything, but what I am promoting is just basic fairness. And I'm standing up for all of the Republicans and conservatives who love marijuana, who are not being represented by some of the conservative Republican politicians who are pushing this agenda against marijuana. It does not represent the conservatives who are into pot.
No, and I appreciate that. And I think if you look at the historical fights we've had, specifically Louisiana, you know, the reason we survived, the reason that you still buy these products here in face of overwhelming adversity during the time when legislation was passed is because the people reached out. And politicians were saying that they were hearing more calls about this than they were hearing about everything else combined that they were dealing with on the legislative side. And that's what it's going to take to get these things legal again. That's what it's going to take to exercise our rights as Americans and retain freedom to consume what we want. Protect small business owners, protect farmers, and yeah. You know, it's going to be a fight, but we're in it.
Good. And the other real sad thing is that they had to sneak it into a bill that we all wanted passed. They had to sneak it in. It's, you know, again, it's sketchy. It's sketchy.
Yeah, you had dozens of even Republican lawmakers who were saying this is not what they wanted, not how they wanted to do it. But ultimately, when it comes down to paying the military, providing SNAP benefits, reopening the government, those are the things that take priority, and no one was going to continue the government shutdown just to save hemp. So we have to deal with it on the back end, and we are.
All right. Joe Garrity, Chief Executive of Crescent Canna. It is a beverage that has THC in it, and nothing is going to change right now, and Joe is going to continue to fight it. Joe, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for being an ally. We really appreciate it.
Sure. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Yeah, yesterday I asked the question, why are so many people bothered by gay marriage if gay marriage doesn't affect them? So let's ask this question this afternoon. Why are so many people against marijuana if marijuana doesn't affect you? It certainly doesn't affect you more than alcohol affects you on the street or anywhere. So why are people so irrationally against marijuana and THC-induced products? And again, I'm a guy who doesn't do this right now, but I just think it is absurd that this drink is under question, and that because it is so popular, the sneaky, sketchy politicians had to sneak it into the bill to reopen the government. And these are the Republicans who are probably into Project 2025. These are the Republicans who are trying to tell you what to do with your life. Shame on them, and you shouldn't take it. And at least there are a lot of Republicans standing up for the Republicans, conservatives who are into pot. And if you're a conservative or a Republican and you want to admit that you smoke pot or do edibles or drink a drink that has THC in it, I'm inviting you to call the show.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.